Yeah. All right, here we go. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel. That's right, we are going to get into a word around the campfire, but before we do that, it is the anniversary of Streets of Rage 4, you guys. That's right, it is the anniversary of last year, April 30th. That's right, Streets of Rage 4 dropped on all the consoles, and believe me, it took the world by storm even during COVID time, because honestly, I feel that Streets of Rage 4 is probably the most underrated and probably the best game of 2020, hands down. So that's my humble opinion, but since we've been updated on the new DLC of Mr. X Nightmare, we also know that we also have three brand new characters that are actually going to be playable in the game, which most likely we already have an idea of who they are. We already got Estelle, the super cop, pretty much. And also we have the current update right now that I'm about to say as we speak. So we actually got our boy, we got the man, the ultimate dude. Oh man, I'm so happy to see Max Thunder back in the game, not just as a boss, but now we got him as a playable character. Oh man, and then also the trailer just dropped for his the new DLC for his trailer just got dropped today. Nice way to actually do a little anniversary, a little drop on that for the anniversary of Streets of Rage, considering the fact that it came out, the DLC update, it was updated on April 8th when they, Dot.mu told us that they were going to be bringing out the DLC for Mr. X Nightmare, and then the three extra characters included. We already had an idea of who they were already going to be, because they were the most axed people in the game, but also keep in mind, most of these people were already kind of like self-explanatory that they were already going to be playable characters. I mean, it was kind of like, we already have an idea it's going to be Shiva, the next character, but I don't know, it just feels good to actually see Max back in the game. Like, between Skate and Max in Streets of Rage 2, those were my go-to guys when playing Streets of Rage 2 with my sister or my brother or my dad. You know, like, it was always that duo, that team, to where it's always been just those two guys, you know, just the speed and the power, and you know, it was just off the hook. Max, I mean, he was built, he looked like, you know, a brown-skinned Hulk, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just, you know, taking out all competition, you know, like, and it's cool because, you know, he elbows you in the back. I mean, sometimes he'll hit the bad guys swinging a pipe and whatnot, and it's like, dude, this character was always off the hook, and I'm just seeing the gameplay of how he's looking, and just how it just looks so sick. Oh my gosh, I watched that damn trailer like 7 times when it, I mean, it's only as like probably like a minute or so trailer, but even still, man, Max Thunder. And I mean, the problem is like, we don't know when exactly the DLC is actually coming out, but I'm guessing, considering the fact when they brought out that Mr. X Nightmare was coming out, they brought it out April 8th. It's April 30th now when they dropped Max's trailer for before they dropped Max's trailer. So the next trailer for we all know what Shiva. I mean, come on, it's a dead giveaway at this point. We already know what Shiva, unless if they gave like freaking Skate a mullet or something like that. We already have a hunch that it's gonna be Shiva. So, but that being said, if anything, I think if it took a little bit less than 4 weeks, so give or take, it'll probably take that same amount of time. I'd say maybe we won't hear anything or see anything from Shiva's trailer till probably like mid-May. So if anything, it'll probably be around mid to like late May, and you know, that's fine. I mean, but my thing is, by the time they do that drop, they have to at least have some kind of announcement of when exactly the game is coming out. Now, granted, they said it was going to be later this year, but later this year can be like December, you know what I'm saying? It could be October. It could be freaking anything from this point. So, you know, I mean, and granted, like, look, take your time to make the best quality game that you can do. You know what I'm saying? Don't rush it trying to, let's not make any mistakes like Cyberpunk mistakes or Anthem mistakes or anything like, or Outriders mistakes and whatnot. I mean, don't make anything like glitchy or whatnot, but you know, I appreciate the fact that .mu and Lizard Cube are actually, you know, they're putting in the work, you know. I mean, and granted, they're doing animation by hand. And Lizard Cube, gotta give props to these guys, because they're doing their thing, man. It looks good. I can't wait. The updates to the moves, I mean, it's, ooh, and then just think about the teams that you can set up and everything. Well, Max and Floyd. I mean, you got Max and Axel. What, Cherry and Max. I mean, you know, you got... this will be a first. Max and Adam. How about that? How about that team up? You know what I'm saying? That is going to be off the hook, man. Just the plethora of hooking up your teams of, like, who you want to put in the game. Oh, and then when Shiva drops and everything, and let's be honest, what if they drop a surprise character? And I'm putting it out there. If they drop one more character just as a surprise, just to fuck with us and everything, I'll be early for that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, like, I don't even care how much I don't even care how much the DLC is right now. Like, as good as it's looking right now, I mean, hell, they're putting in some work. I mean, they obviously have to give us some stages. They're giving us some stages. They got all this stuff going on with how most of this stuff looks like a training session. But I can't wait, dude. This is so cool. But Max Thunder is back. He was one of my go-to dudes playing Streets of Rage 2, straight out. I could literally get through the whole game with Max alone. You know what I'm saying? Playing, like, damn near hard. Just because of it, just, like, how he's, like, you know, even though he's slow, but he has power. Like, the power that they gave him was just like, you know, his chop, his punch, his double drop kick, like, it was just off the hook, man. Like, you could not go wrong with Max Thunder. This dude is great, and I'm loving how they got the design. I like how he got little battle scars and whatnot. You know, so he's not possessed like he was as a boss. You know, he's got the little gray hairs on the side, so obviously he's probably the one of the oldest characters in the game. And, you know, just like seeing like the backstory and how all that will float out for him and everything. So, I mean, they're doing some work with this, and I'm excited. I mean, not a bad way to get started, I mean, at the end of April. So, either way, man, oh, man, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Woo, boy. That's gonna be a trip, but either way, oh, man, but I'm gonna get off the hook right now, but like always, you guys, this is Word Around the Campfire. Word Around the Campfire on Late for the Party on Anchor FM and Late for the Party live on YouTube. So please like, comment, share, subscribe, and support the podcast and the YouTube channel. So also check out all the cool merch on the Late for the Party store on teespring.com. Also, you know, check out all platforms where you can listen to the podcast as well. So, whoo, man. Either way, you guys. Like I said, I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel, signing off. And as always, you guys, if you're going to be late for the party, turn it up to 11.